Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show four talented and skillful players of this game. And they are seated on my right, a man who's a real exponent of Just a Minute, that lovely, delightful comedian, Paul Merton. And seated beside him, someone who's played the game and contributed so much over many years, our veteran player of the game, that is Clement Freud. And seated on my left, we have that lovely comedian who's also excelled in the show many times, Ross Noble. And seated beside him, we have someone who's never played the game before. And it's a great pleasure to welcome a stand-up comedian. He's also a bit of a literary guy, and that is Robin Ince. Would you please welcome all four of them? Thank you. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Trudy Stevens. She's going to help me with the score. She'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from Henham Park, which is in Suffolk. And we are part of the Latitude Festival. And we have an excited festival audience. Ready for us to start the extravaganza. And Robin, we'd like to hear from you. First time on the show. And we've got a subject here called second-hand shops. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I love second-hand shops because they are the best place to find Toby jugs, which I'm a fan of, and also books about giant crabs. I love to read novels about any form of beast that has been affected by radiation and therefore grown to a ridiculous size. Second-hand shops are now called vintage. That means they still sell tat, but due to the idea of nostalgia, it costs seven times as much. I was quite annoyed when I bought a selection of pieces of paper that were put together with an ISBN number about eight.
And Paul Charles.
Just a suggestion that he might breathe once in a while. Might help the process, is all I was going to say.
So do you think he was hesitating then?
No.
No, not really. So what Paul's done there, very generously, he's given you a point because it's an incorrect challenge. So you've still got the... And as a Robin, as a first-time player of the game, you've got the sympathy of the whole of this audience. They want you to succeed.
I'm trying to look like Mark Lester from Oliver at the moment, just lifting out a bowl, going, please don't notice my repetition. And I can't remember if I've said crustacean, and now I have. I don't know if that counts or not, so I better be careful.
Robin, I keep it for the show, otherwise you might run out of steam.
Right.
There are 27 seconds still available. The subject is still second-hand shops, Robin, and you start now.
Hard-shelled beasts.
Paul.
Repetition of beasts.
Yes.
Should have gone with creatures, shouldn't I? I should have picked crabs, to be honest. They're not actually the easiest ones to come up with about 27 different versions of. Yeah. I was also lying. I prefer books about giant bears.
Anyway, Paul, correct challenge. And so you have a point, naturally. You take over the subject. Second-hand shops. 24 seconds available, starting now.
I buy all my food in second-hand shops. It's a remarkable economy because you can get fish fingers knocked off 60%. Since they were made in 1968, not many people eat them as much as they used to, but now...
Ross, challenge.
Repetition of 60.
60.
Did I say 60?
Yes. Yes. 60 pence and 68.
Oh.
Yeah. So, well, listen, Ross, you've got the subject, a point, of course. 15 seconds, second-hand shops starting now.
I can't help myself in second-hand shops. I go around rubbing all the lamps just in case there's genies in there. This really annoys the old ladies that are in there, but not as much as when you actually rub them.
Someone's challenged. Robin,
yeah, I said rub.
Oh, was it rubbed twice?
Yes, he rubbed twice, didn't he? Yes. Robin, you had a correct challenge, well listened, and you've got him with 4 seconds to go. Ooh, yes, clever, clever. Second-hand shops is back with you, starting now.
An ancient dusty rah-rah skirt is
I
withdraw my challenge.
No.
Is that better?
Well, that's very generous of you, Paul, because it was repetition of rah, and you spotted it.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
No.
I was rather confused. He didn't say crustacean.
No. But you're a very generous player. So you've given it back to Robin, because he's the first-time player of the game, and you have 1 second on second-hand shops, starting now. It's two. Clement Charles.
hesitation.
No, I won't. Robin, you've got another point. You have half a second. Second-hand shop starting now.
The largest...
Robin Ince, our first-time player of the game, got a number of points in that round, including one for Speaker's Whistle, went, and he has leapt forward. He's now in the lead, two ahead of Ross Noble, and then four ahead of Clement Freud and Paul Merton. And Ross, the subject is, to be perfectly honest, will you talk on that subject in this game, starting now?
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm a little bit chuffed today. I've been walking around the... That's right, you're well to go, ooh, because I've been hanging around on the festival.
Paul Challenge.
It was a reputation of I've been.
I've been, yes.
Well, I had been. So I had to.
Repetition, Paul. 51 seconds. To be perfectly honest is a subject, and you start now.
To be perfectly honest, to talk about being perfectly honest for 51 seconds fills me with great joy. Who can forget the Battle of Britain? I can't. I wasn't there. And you know, Winston Churchill...
I can remember.
You can remember. Yes, and... So can I remember.
Yeah.
And there's a number of people in this audience who probably remember.
Yeah, they didn't buzz. They don't have buzzers.
I know. I don't think it was sufficiently powerful enough reaction for me to give you another bonus point. So on this occasion, I... All right, you've won the audience sympathy. Have another bonus point.
Take it away again. Give it again. Take it away again. See how long we can keep it going.
Yeah, that's right. No, only one bonus point there at each time. Paul, but you get a point because you were interrupted. And go back into your full flood, if you can, after that pause. 43 seconds available. To be perfectly honest, starting now.
The Bee Gees formed in 1963. They were brothers. And why wouldn't they be? Each one of them had the same surname, Gibb. There was Barry, and there was Robin, and their first...
Clement Challenge.
Two there wases.
There was. There was Rally, there was Robin.
Yeah, but there's three of them, isn't there?
So that was a correct challenge, Clement. You have the subject, you have 34 seconds. You tell us something about this subject, to be perfectly honest, starting now.
Lots of people begin their conversations by saying, to be perfectly honest. Nobody ever appears to begin, start.
Ross Challenge.
Repetition of beginning.
Yeah.
Two begins, yes.
Yes.
Right, there are 26 seconds still available. Ross, you have another point and you have the subject, to be perfectly honest, starting now.
To be perfectly honest, there's a man in the front row of this audience who's freaking me out. Every now and again, he makes this noise, and I'm not quite sure.
Paul Challenge.
Repetition of,
No, I think it was a...
It's all one word.
No, it wasn't one...
The first bit sounds like the second bit. It's like couscous.
No, it wasn't.
Or Barden. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't an
Wasn't it?
No, it was a continuous sound of It went right through on one note.
Well, you're closer to him than I am.
I'm on your side. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, because it was a one-note sound.
Yes.
In which case, it wasn't hesitation.
Okay.
So, or anything else. Or repetition.
No. Right, yes. Just the same one note over and over again.
but not sufficiently long to be interpreted as hesitation.
Exactly.
I'm glad you agree.
I am agreeing with you, as you can see.
Right. Give him a bonus point. That's what he's working for. But that's getting a little bit of it. But Ross has a point, because it was a correct challenge. And still with you, to be perfectly honest. And you have... 18 seconds available, to be perfectly honest, Ross, starting now.
Whenever I make noises, I always err on the side of caution. That's what I tend to do, to be perfectly honest. I thought somebody would challenge me there, but they didn't.
Challenge.
I didn't want to let you down.
Thanks.
I didn't see any reason to challenge, but I could see you expecting a challenge, so in the end I decided to challenge just to make you happier.
Thanks.
But have you got a challenge within the rules of Just a Minute?
No, have you?
No.
Well, why are we talking about it then?
Well, that's not my responsibility to challenge.
Oh, is it not? No, I don't have a challenge.
But thanks, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That's all right.
So, you have a challenge which is incorrect, so you have another point, Ross.
Yeah.
And the subject is, to be perfectly honest, and you have 9 seconds, starting now.
To be perfectly honest, the fact that Paul challenged me there, I wasn't expecting, and then he did, and then I didn't expect it. So, to be perfectly honest...
Paul challenged.
There was a few I's in there.
And a few then's as well.
Repetition.
Right. So, Paul, correct. The challenge at last, 3 seconds, to be perfectly honest, starting now.
My real name is Eileen Jacobs, and I'm a 43 Nigerian woman.
Robin challenge.
No, I heard a word wrongly. I thought you said my twice, because I just hadn't said much for a while, and I was really desperate to buzz in. And looking back, I've made a fool of myself.
No, you haven't. I know Paul pretty well, and I know that he is not Eileen Jacobs. So it's deviation, really, isn't it?
That's what... Oh, yes! Oh, I am being scatty!
What, you didn't pick up on the fact that I'm not a 43 Nigerian woman? That didn't bother you, that bit? It was the bit that I might have repeated my...
These glasses are very old.
OK.
No, I think you have the benefit of the doubt, Robin, definitely. And you were listening terribly well, which is great. And, and so you have half a second on the subject of, to be perfectly honest, starting now.
A goiter is...
So, Robin Ince, for speaking to Whistle Wayne, gaining that extra point. He's doing very well. He's equal in second place with Ross Noble. They're a little way behind Paul Merton and one or two ahead of Clement Freud. And, Paul, we're back with you to start. The subject is a laughing matter. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
A laughing matter. Well, I think laughter is very important in life when various things hit us from above. Great, big, terrible, awful events. If we look at them in the face and laugh at them, then perhaps we can lessen some of the pain that we're...
Ross challenged.
Was it repetition of laugh?
No, it was laughing matter. He
no,
said
it was laughing matter,
before,
but he had two individual laughs.
May have done. I wasn't listening to
No,
be
he
honest.
Said laughing.
Laugh,
I don't
laugh.
Listen to it until it goes out on the radio.
Right. I think you'll. He said laughs before and laugh then.
Oh, it was laughs and laugh.
Yes, yes.
Oh, he's good. He's good, yes. Isn't he? He's good.
So, Paul, you have still 49 seconds. Continue on a laughing matter, starting now.
When I declared my name to be Eileen Jacobs and I was a 49-year-old Nigerian woman...
Ross.
Deviation, he was 43 before.
Was I?
Yeah. You were definitely 43 before.
But nobody's still questioning that I'm not Nigerian.
No, that has never been in dispute.
No.
Right. But it doesn't matter... I can't give you 2 points, but you have the 1 point for a correct challenge, and there are 45 seconds, a laughing matter, Ross, starting now.
I was walking along before and encountered something which I consider to be a laughing matter. As I passed a tent, I heard somebody inside say, "Don't squeeze that, it's my mum's." I was not sure what exactly was going on underneath the canvas there, but I found myself juggling heartily. Unfortunately, nobody realised that I had had some form of comedy stimulus, and it looked as if I was a madman, simply laughing for no reason. That's why it's always best not to hang around people's tents, pressing your ear against the spittier.
Paul challenged.
It's a new type of fabric. It's bigger.
Yes.
Millionaire.
Was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation, yes, after the ear. Right. Laughing matter is back with you, Paul. Another point to you as well, and 11 seconds available, starting now.
I remember going to the pantomime at the London Palladium at Christmas time, and I saw the most funniest comedian I'd ever seen in my life.
Clement challenge.
Deviation.
Of what? Language?
You can't hear.
Yes. Funniest comedian.
Not most funniest.
No. You can't have a superlative and an adverb in front of it.
How dare you? Either way you're speaking to me.
Even in just a minute. So, no, we have to give the benefit of the doubt to Clement on that one.
So insulted all my life. I don't have to come here to do this show, you know. I can be sitting over there enjoying myself.
Where do you usually go to be insulted?
Well, I usually go... What do you mean, where do I normally go?
No,
it
I mean...
It just finds me.
We do try to keep to grammatical truths in this show.
Oh.
And Clement, I think, he'd be very upset if I didn't give it to him, because he's correct, yes. And there's 3 seconds to go, Clement. A laughing matter starting now.
Flat feet.
Poor challenge.
Oh, it's a hesitation there. Massive hesitation. Well, you could have made a ham sandwich in there. In fact, I did. I made a ham sandwich in that hesitation. Did you notice the hesitation? I'm wasting my time, aren't I?
Yeah. No. Another point to Clement. 2 seconds of laughing matter, Clement, starting now.
Chicken a la King and Brighton and Hope Albion and no luck.
So, Clement Freud was then speaking as a Whistle Wayne, getting that extra point for doing so. He's moved forward. He's still in third place, but he's equal now with Robin Ince.
So, I just love it. There's a huge parrot just walked past. Can you see it?
No one can see that but you.
Yes, I should explain to our listeners in case of... Yes, a huge parrot did walk past, but it was someone dressed as a parrot.
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't a 6-foot parrot then?
No.
We better get out of here quick, because there's going to be an enormous pirate going to follow it.
There's everything. Pirates. It is the Latitude Festival. Everything happens here. Where were we in just a minute until that happened?
A 6-foot parrot?
A 6 foot parrot. No, that's not the subject. Right. I was saying what the situation was. Robin and Clement in third place, 1 point behind Ross, and he's 1 or 2 points behind Paul, who's in the lead. And Robin, we're back with you to begin. Song and dance is a subject. 60 seconds starting now.
I am not a song and dance man, which I discovered when I did a musical with Ted Rogers, Sue Pollard and Freddie Parrotface Davis. This is entirely true. Every now and again, I make bizarre career decisions. Unfortunately, Jimmy Perry, who made the show, didn't actually ask me beforehand if I could dance. He merely presumed it. The man who was the choreographer was very cross because he'd worked with Rolf Harris. And therefore, when I was unable to do the funky chicken dance, which was one of the main choreographed...
Paul Challenge.
Yeah.
What's the challenge?
Repetition of dance. Mm.
But dance is on the cards. Song
oh,
and
is
dance.
It?
Yes.
Oh.
And you can... I know you've only been playing the game for about 20 years, but, I mean, you can repeat the subject.
Yes, I forgot to write down what the title was.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry. It was an incorrect challenge, so Robin, our first-time player of the game, still has the subject, 32 seconds available. Song and dance, still with you, Robin, starting now.
Carmen Sylvester...
Oh, Paul, challenge.
Hesitation.
No, of course. He's been very generous. Got another point, Robin. Song and dance. And there are 32 and a half seconds left, starting now. Yes?
Hesitation. He can have another point.
All right.
I feel like a boy in calipers.
I don't think we can find one in that short notice.
Right, doesn't matter. It's Song and Dance is still with you, Robin, starting now.
Carmen Silvera from TV's Hello, Hello was very disappointed.
Poor chance.
Well, the show is called Hello, Hello.
Hello, Hello, yes.
Oh, why hadn't she been in Are You Being Served? I'm very annoyed at Carmen Silvera only done in Hello, Hello. If she'd done Are You Being Served, that would be fine. It ain't half hot, Mum. Some mothers do have them, but no, had to be Hello, Hello.
Hello, Hello is repetition, so Paul, another point to you. And 29 seconds, song and dance, starting now.
Hello, Hello's chief claim. Hello, Hello's. Hello, Hello's, yes.
I would say hello, hello, and then apostrophe S.
Say that, Robin.
No, it was apostrophe S. If you say hello, Hello's, it's apostrophe S after the second hello.
So it's repetition.
So it is repetition of hello. Yes, I think I'm right.
Well, that's nothing to go by.
So, Robin, I give you the benefit of the doubt, and your Hello, Hello has got it back again to you with 27 seconds, song and dance starting now.
Are You Being Served was prop...
Clement Challenge.
Said that before.
No, he didn't. He didn't say it in the round. He said it outside the round. He said, it's a pity I didn't say Are You Being Served in one of those other programmes.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to say Hello, Hello next, so we'll get ready.
Right. So, an incorrect challenge, Robin, and there are 26 seconds available. Song and dance starting now.
Gordon Kaye was also in a lower...
Clement Floyd challenge.
He lied.
I'd only got as far as Owl. Mm.
He might say it later.
No, he said next.
Yeah, he did. Say next.
Give him another bonus point. Robin, you still have the subject. You have 24 seconds, song and dance, starting now.
It was at this point where I suddenly wished I had not started talking about possibly one of my career lows.
Ross challenge.
Repetition of career.
Yes, you talked about your career before, yes.
Yeah, I always do. I'm terrible.
So, Ross, you got in on the subject. There are 15 seconds still available. A song and dance starting now.
You can make a big song and dance of something, a big production number.
Yes, Robin, well, listen.
Big, yes.
There are two bigs yes.
Repetition.
Right. Song and dance is with you. 12 seconds available starting now.
The first time that I did any song and dance, I fell off the stage, which is entirely...
Paul Chan.
A repetition of I.
We let one go, maybe
that's
two.
Fair enough. It's ridiculous.
A number of eyes there. So, Paul, correct challenge. 8 seconds, song and dance, starting now.
I once performed a song and dance of a 6 foot parrot. I can never forget.
Clement challenge.
Repetition of I.
Clement, you've got him with a correct challenge. 4 seconds on song and dance, starting now.
Song and dance, or mumble and stumble, as we call it, after a certain age.
So, Clement Floyd was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's moved forward into third place, one ahead of Ross Noble. But you'll be interested to know that our first time playing the game, Robin Ince, is now equal in the lead with Paul Merton. And we're back to Clement Foy to begin. Clement, the subject here is just simply Victoria. Can you tell us something about Victoria in this game starting now?
If you go from Marble Arch south to Hyde Park Corner, you pass a monument of the Duke of Wellington, which says to Arthur, "This statue of Achilles, from cannon taken at the battles of Salamanca, Victoria, Toulouse and Waterloo, is inscribed by his countrywomen." I think one of the most beautiful inscriptions I've read, certainly in that particular part of West London. I think this is a good time to stop.
That was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation, yes.
Right.
They were in awe of something anyway. Clip Victoria, it's with you, the subject. 30 seconds, Ross, starting now.
The Victoria sponge was named after Queen Victoria because she was particularly absorbent. It was one of, out of all of the monarchs, she would not go anywhere near water or her entire body would get heavy. Unfortunately, they didn't need a butler, as if there was spillage, she was able to simply fall to her knees and take in any of that liquid wrongness. Sometimes, if riding out and about, she would fall and bounce straight back up onto the...
So now we have Clement Freud and Ross Noble equal in third place. Paul is in, now gone into second place behind Robin Ince, who's in the lead. 2 points ahead. Anyway, it's the final round, and we're back with you to begin, Ross. The subject is Two in the Bush. Can you tell us... Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
If you wander around the Latitude Festival late at night and find drunken people, you'll often find two in the bush.
Find. Robin Challenge.
Yeah, find two finds.
Two finds there were. Yeah. Have wandered around, yeah. Find two people.
I'm really intrigued by what you found, so I may well say hello, hello again.
I did just find two in the bush.
And there are 54 seconds. I don't think we'll pursue that.
Badgers,
one,
badgers, badgers. I'm like a Geordie Bill Oddie.
Yes. 54 seconds. Two in the bush with you, Robin, starting now.
Ross Noble is like a Geordie Bill Oddie. He has managed to grow out of his face the equivalent of much foliage, and within that foliage, if you look very...
Paul Challenge.
What an idiot!
It is so easy to be an idiot in just a minute.
Double foliage this early on, though.
No. You're doing very well for a first-time player. Paul, a correct challenge, foliage, and there are 41 seconds available. Two in the bush, starting now.
Shepherd's Bush is a part of London, and that's where I often go late at night. As the owls hoot across the lonely commons, I find myself heading towards that intriguing green just between Hammersmith and White City. Sometimes the nights are so lonely, I find myself kissing barn owls, looking for companionship.
Ross Town.
This isn't too important for this game now. This is me talking from the heart. I don't care for just a minute, I just want companionship. Such a game.
That's the most animated you've ever been in the show.
Over 20 years?
Yes. But Ross challenged you, and you were halfway through. What was your challenge, Ross?
A repetition.
What?
Owls.
Owls, yes. You wouldn't find a barn owl at Shepherd's Bush.
It's a tourist.
Dressed up as a barn owl.
Yeah.
You didn't establish that.
No, I didn't.
Now, I'll tell you what we do, Paul.
Yeah.
As the audience enjoy your peroration like that.
My what?
Your passionate speech. We give you a bonus point for that, all right? But Ross had a correct challenge, so he takes over the subject. There are 27 seconds available, Ross. Two in the bush, starting now.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Just be careful if they're owls or Paul Merton will be round in the middle of the night.
Before a challenge.
Touching them up.
Repetition.
What?
I've heard that before.
Yeah, it did seem familiar, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's very, very familiar. But if we challenge for every familiar statement we ever hear in just a minute, we'd never...
You wouldn't get a lot of challenges.
You'd get innumerable challenges. No,
this is quite an original show.
No. I like to give bonus points when I can, Clement, and I like to be generous to you when I can.
He doesn't want a bonus point.
Nope.
And,
good.
Oh, the audience. Because you have a home in Suffolk, the audience wants you to have one, don't you? Oh, Clement, you've won them over with your insouciant charm.
Well, because he's bought property in the area. Seems a rather obscure reason to give somebody a point.
I think the audience wanted to have a point.
But do you want him to have the house? I weren't so sure about that.
Clement, you have a bonus point, but it's an incorrect challenge, Ross. You still have two in the bush. 22 seconds.
Oh, 22. No chance.
22 seconds.
No chance. It's not going to happen.
Two in the bush, starting now.
If you are bartering and you want a bird in the hand, you will find...
Clement Floyd challenge.
Repetition of bird.
You said bird in the hand the other time, yes.
Yeah.
So, Clement, that was the correct challenge, and you now have 18 seconds to take over. Two in the bush, starting now.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush is a pretty common sort of saying. Not that I myself have ever indulged in it, because I think of original sayings such as 14 Chinamen in...
you've challenged...
I think it's hesitation there. I think.
Yes.
Can we just find out what the saying was? 14 Chinamen what?
Do not make a cricket team.
Yeah. Paul, you had a correct challenge. And you've got him with 2 seconds to go on Two in the Bush, starting now.
The two Ronnies once made a film on...
Ross challenged...
Two Ronnies, that's repetition of Ronnies, isn't it? It's two of them. You know?
No, it's a repetitious thought, but it's not repetition of Ronnie or two, and two is on the card, so you have another point. Half a second for you, Paul, on Two in a Bush, starting now.
Two in a Bush!
So I said that was to be the last round. Let me give you the final score. It is very interesting. They're all pretty close, and they all did so well. There we are. Ross Noble and Clement Freud are equal in third place. Robin Ince, our first-time player of the game, finished in second place, but he was only 2 points behind the man who has most points. So we say this week, once again, it's Paul Mutton. So it only remains me to say thank you to these four fine players of the game, Paul Merton, Ross Noble, Robin Ince and Clement Freud. I thank Trudy Stevens, who's helped me with the score, blown that whistle beautifully when the 60 seconds had elapsed. We thank our producer, Talusha Gilani. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we're very grateful to this lovely audience in this marquee here at the Latitude Festival, who've cheered us on our way magnificently. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, goodbye, thank you, and tune in the next time we play Just a Minute!